USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump admitted in March that he always wanted to play it down regarding the seriousness of the COVID-19 threat to the United States. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci on his conversations with the president.
When we would be speaking to the president, we'd talk about the cold facts. He would get them. You know, often he would want to, you know, make sure that the country doesn't get down and out about things. But I don't recall anything that was any gross distortion in things that I spoke to him about.
Fauci speaking on Fox News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden ripping President Trump over this.
He lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months.
The losing streak on Wall Street is over, the Dow gaining 439 points. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The United States will soon have troops in Iraq at levels not seen in 5 years. The top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, telling reporters today troop strength will be reduced from 5,200 to 3,000 during September. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem is dismissing a report suggesting the Sturgis motorcycle rally was a super-spreading event for COVID-19 that cost billions of dollars in health costs.
You know, other states are tracking cases. I think we have 11 other cases that have tracked, people that have traveled to the Sturgis motorcycle bike rally. But it's less than 300 cases. And I think that is really what's wrong with this study that we see that was released that the media jumped all over.
Governor Noem speaking there on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Senate Republican stimulus bill misses a mark. The California Democrat telling MSNBC the bill does nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Warren, Michigan, talking about bringing jobs back to the United States.
Back in July, I made the first plank of my agenda a plan to modernize American manufacturing and technology to ensure that the future is made in America by all of you. And today, I'm announcing some additional steps to make this plank even stronger. First, we're going to impose a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring jobs.
The Trump campaign has shifted President Trump's events to smaller venues after several campaign aides tested positive for the coronavirus ahead of the president's trip to Tulsa, Oklahoma in July. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany defending the president's decision to hold political rallies during the pandemic.
People have a First Amendment right, if they so choose, to show up and express their political opinion in the form of a peaceful protest, which is what the president held. And there's a real double standard here. CNN had on a guest, apparently a doctor, Rob Davidson, who said, now true, there are social distancing issues with regard to the protests we've seen around the country. However, this is a public health crisis. They are marching against systemic racism. So if you're allowed to march in aggregate in those protests, you're also allowed to show up at a political rally. You have a First Amendment right in this country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.